Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big thank you to Whitlow's on Wilson for bringing by just a gigantic spread of food that everybody here at 106.7 The Fan is enjoying. They're hosting the Summer Dress Party. It is this Saturday. That's August 26th. Starting at 4 p.m.
I didn't
want to nice and early.
Didn't want to get my hands all dirty with the ribs and everything, but it's so worth it. Oh my God.
Absolutely.
They're so good.
I mean, you have to
thank you.
You have to eat ribs like a savage. You can't eat with like a fork.
He's just getting after it right now.
Breakfast bowl. Breakfast bowl is really good.
During the break, it was so funny too because Jason was going through, I guess, the Channel 7 and Channel 8 lineups. So he was just telling Aaron who she needs to bring to the party.
Right. Here are the girls.
Yeah, so list them.
I wouldn't hate you if you brought these girls. All right.
Should I write this
I
down?
I don't think I know any of these people.
All right. I wouldn't.
Wait, what are you trying to say? You don't watch Channel 7?
I know Aaron.
Well, at least you know me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we definitely want Aaron. She's number one. But
right.
I've always had something for Michelle Marsh.
All right, hold on. I got to look her up. Michelle Marsh.
All right.
I got you.
A good size for Michelle. I wouldn't hate you if you brought Autria Godfrey.
Okay.
I think she likes to party a little bit, too. I wouldn't hate you. I've always had something for Brianne Carter, too.
She is pretty. I like her a lot.
And what's up with Eileen Whalen?
So the morning show people I don't see as
we
much because
Brie.
I work.
I know Brie.
Brie Carter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know Brie Carter. Yeah, for sure.
I don't think
she's
ever
come several times.
I don't think I've met her. Maybe I did.
You probably have.
Yeah, I just forgot.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't hate you if you brought those.
What about Annalisa Gale? She's one of my closest friends.
Hold on. Annalisa. She's not
and
on.
And Nancy Chen.
Nancy Chen's here. All right. I get size for Asian. Asian flavor. Oh,
well, I mean, Drabby, you should be all Gale. Over this. These women should already be invited. It shouldn't be putting the onus on Aaron.
What about Adriana Hopkins?
Yeah, she's our newest member of the team on our morning show.
Is she? All right.
So, all right, you know. So I'll get in touch with them.
Yeah, put out some feelers.
Bring out the crew. Right?
Tell them they're all welcome.
And there's really no excuses because Whitlow's is so close to our station.
Correct.
That's right. Right. Man, I'm gonna probably have to eat now.
But you
I didn't
can
know they had such good
you can
food.
Leave. Jonathan,
they do have good
you can
food.
Leave Jonathan Elias at home and Brian
no
Vandegraff and all.
Oh, there'll
guys.
Be plenty of dudes. We got the dudes covered.
Horace Holmes, you can
want,
leave him
if they want to
so,
show
like,
up.
What
it's fine.
Is the ratio? It seemed kind of 50-50 to me last year.
Well, are you sure you weren't boozing?
That's kind of generous, but it's we'll probably, take it. That's what you thought you saw.
I'm glad you thought that.
Yes.
Why? Was there more dudes?
Well, at every junkie's appearance, there are always going to be more guys than ladies.
I felt like 50-50. Earlier on, there was a lot of women, and then like they might have bounced, and then it would seem like a lot of dudes.
I think the only 50-50 ratio was maybe the bartenders.
Yeah.
After that, it went way down.
Jason asked if you were going to bring any guys from the team, and you said you might. Who are some of the guys that you're tight with?
You mean the Redskins?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that what you were asking?
Oh, no. I thought you meant my news team.
I was talking about the news team.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Skins.
Man, I don't want any of the Skins.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's bounce some of these calls off. Anybody has any questions for Aaron? And Aaron, of course, is wearing a beautiful dress there. Now, will this be something similar to what you might wear at the, party?
You know, I was just saying on my way over here, I don't have a lot of sundresses. I only have two. And I think one of them I wore to the party last year. The other one's kind of like this corny, flowy, loose dress. I was like, no, I can't.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
If you want to wear something tight,
I need to buy something.
If you want to wear something tight, you can wear
but
something
tight.
But I
don't tight. Think tight is a sundress.
It's not really, but you look good tight. I'll tell you that.
Hey, Drabby.
Yeah.
What? How do you describe a sundress? What's the definition then?
I Googled it on my way over here.
I don't even really know.
I think we want to see it. Because when you think of a sundress, I think of something flowering and
it
just
flows
yeah,
out.
Flows out.
No, we're talking about a short little sundress.
That's not a sundress.
Well, that's what we called it.
Because you want the girls to wear something tight on Saturday.
I don't know, tight, but just like, you know, like
just
a
like if you want to wear
nice,
a tight
dress,
they won't be mad at you.
Like a light.
Right.
Not normal.
And are wedges aren't in still, are they? We've been doing this for so long.
Yeah, what are the girls
we've been
wearing
in this game
now,
too long.
We used to always say they look great with the wedges, but I don't know.
Do they still
definitely don't wear flats? Flats are the worst. In my opinion.
Just in general?
Yes.
Yes.
Awful. I mean, why?
Need a little lift.
They're not, by the worst, they're not you hot. Mean they're not hot.
Yeah, exactly. Are you not with me, Drab?
No, I just don't know why you felt that way. I'm not a big flat guy.
Flats
I like
are the
heels.
Worst.
I don't like wedges, though.
You got to have some sort of heel.
See, for women, wedges are more comfortable. They're like they're still kind of like flats, but on a platform, so they're not as uncomfortable as heels if you're going to be wearing them all day.
If you're going to wear flats, might as well just wear sneakers. Just wear sneakers with your dress.
By the way, Saturday's weather, high of 78, low humidity.
Nice.
Chance of precip?
Zippy.
Zero?
None.
That, you know what?
Love
best,
it.
That's the best weather forecast we've ever had.
Yeah, because usually it's 97.
Yeah, it was hot last year.
Humidity is 82%.
It's 97. Funny Danny sweating the second he walks in.
I was sweating. It was gross.
I asked Danny if he wanted to come in and dance, do his Michael Jackson dance on CSN.
I think he has to.
He's declined. The offer still stands, though, Danny. No,
he's shaking his head.
Yeah.
He only does the dance if he's poured a bunch of Corona and or Modelo's into his face. That's basically when he does it.
Well, there's a good chance of that.
I'm sure there is.
His dance moves are really good, though.
Yeah. Is he allowed to drink anymore, though, with his fancy diet?
It's a very good question. Oh, I don't know. I'm guessing he can make an exception.
Maybe like vodka?
You gotta make an exception.
What's on the approved list?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look at
have
it.
A vodka soda. Come on. All right, let's bang some of these calls. Do you have any questions for Aaron? Let's go to Nick in Ashburn. Nick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call, you guys.
Yep.
Aaron, I know it's preseason. I know the team doesn't scheme for the games, but one of the things that really has concerned me is just that they seem to be physically overmatched, particularly on the offensive line. And that's not scheme. That's not, you know, prep necessarily. It's like, you know, Sean Laval getting shoved into the backfield, I don't think has anything to do with scheming before the game. I just feel like he's been physically dominated at the line of scrimmage by the opponent. And that's what worries me the most. I don't care about the final score or the fact that they don't scheme for this game. I just feel like they've been physically just beaten at that line of scrimmage.
To be honest with you,
on the cross the O-line.
Sometimes I see that with Sheriff. I see Sheriff get
physically
dominated.
Well, this is what I would
dominated.
Say to that, and Aaron can answer too, but other guys get paid too. You know, there's a pretty good chance that there are other players on other teams that are better than Sean Laval.
Right.
So don't expect Sean Laval to be, who was the all-pro guard from the Patriots back? John Hanna? I mean, he's not John Hanna. So other guys can beat Sean Laval.
Yeah.
So just don't be surprised that he gets blown up a few times. If he keeps doing it, he'll lose his job.
Yeah, he's obviously struggling. I mean, he's a little bit older, too. He went to Arizona State as well. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, people hate on him a lot.
Oh,
I mean,
do?
He's obviously struggled a
is
little
he,
bit.
Was he when you guys were there, when you and Drabby were there?
No.
Who are we talking about?
Sean Laval.
Oh, yeah, forgettable.
Right. We don't claim him.
Even in college, he was forgettable? That's not a good sign.
I think so, yeah.
Let's go to Tom in Leesburg. Hey, Tom, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks.
Hey,
I'll tell you what. I live out here in Leesburg, and there's nothing better looking than that sundress cowboy boots.
Cowboy
boots.
There you go. That might be the call.
Yeah.
That's not a bad call, right?
That's a good look.
I'm telling you.
You have any cowboy boots, Aaron?
I don't. I should get some.
Right? I like that. That's a good call, dude.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Somebody's right. Saying, switch it to a romper party. Sundresses are dead.
And for the dudes.
Now, is the romper, that what they were talking about with the guy romper?
Yeah,
the male romper.
Male romper.
What's a chick romper? What's a chick romper? I don't even know.
It's like a jumpsuit, but short.
Yeah, they're like attached.
Oh, those are hot. I don't
it
like
depends.
Those.
No, they can be.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, for really be. Tall women with
really?
Like nice legs, I think
I'm gonna
they
put
look good.
Chick romper in
chick
Google
romper.
And see what comes up.
I think just romper works.
Yeah, I don't
romper.
Really like them.
Yeah, rompers are just awful.
A romper.
Aren't they?
I think awful. Just the word makes me laugh.
All right, so again, the date cakes this Saturday.
August 26th.
Now,
4
what time
PM.
Will you get there?
Good question.
Casually late or early or what? Like, right at 4, maybe 5:30.
I think 4 is a little aggressive. Like, probably won't be there right at 4.
That's
what
true.
About you guys?
Do I'll be there. We'll be there early.
I
we have
be there.
To be.
I'll be there at 3:45.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll go. We'll find a spot nearby.
And I'll have a roadie. I'll definitely have a roadie.
Right. He's always prepared.
But I don't want to get too.
No, I'm not going to be driving.
No, yeah. Understood. You're responsible.
Thanks for clarifying.
You're right. Grown up.
Plus, yeah. I got the fight that night. I am going to try to stay up for the fight. I am.
So are you buying the fight? Or you? What
never
are you doing
about it? I'm somehow watching.
You're going to finagle it.
Yeah.
So you're going to steal it. You'll steal the fight.
I would steal it before I bought it. I will tell you that.
Stealing is an ugly word. Stealing is an ugly word. He has options.
I'm not. I will be sleeping by probably 10:30.
I am. What about you? You gonna watch it?
Yeah, I think so. It's one of those things I don't want to miss.
I would rather watch AWOD and drab t-shirt make out for 45 minutes than watch one second.
Why are you so
second.
Anti? Why are you,
just because I think Mayweather's a despicable guy. And I would never, ever.
I agree.
I would never support him or watch anything he's associated with.
Simply because of that.
It's just a big cash grab for all the simpletons out there that are willing to shell out $100.
But it's also, it could be highly entertaining.
Well, I will just.
If McGregor wins.
Right.
It's not going to be entertaining if Mayweather wins.
That's the problem because Mayweather fights are so horrifically boring, typically.
So you're going to try and stay up for that.
I'm going to try.
So she's young. She can stay up until
she's
whenever.
Right. How's that wing you're pummeling?
That's so good.
It looks so good.
The rib. The one rib I had was
outstanding. You haven't stopped eating this whole time.
I know. I'm sorry.
Hey, I want to ask you, what time do you get into work before a sports cast?
I get in at 3:30. For example, today, 3:30. The first hit is at 5:50 and then 6:20. And then the 9 o'clock show on News Channel 8, then the 10 o'clock sports cast on News Channel 8, then 11. So
you probably don't get home until what, midnight?
Mm-hmm. Just about.
And then you have to wind down a little bit, have a glass of wine. You're probably not in bed till 3.
It depends. It kind of depends.
Sometimes totally different.
You put her on a glass of wine every night to go to sleep.
What's wrong with that?
Do you?
That's a great move if that's the case.
Well, Cakes is a two-beer guy.
Hey, when we were working nights,
yeah,
and we would get home at midnight,
right,
and go to sleep at 2:33.
There was a period of time there where we actually worked 7 to 1.
True.
Right.
I would always have a glass of something just to wind down, chill out.
I would watch.
Because sometimes you're so amped up after the show.
No, I know. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But I don't think I could do it every night. Maybe not. Cakes.
Sometimes I'm just actually tired. I'm like, how am I going to stay up for the 11? I'm tired. And other times I'm like, I have so much energy. So just kind of.
Were your producers worried or your bosses worried that you were doing the show today? Did they know? Or you didn't?
No, I don't think so.
They don't know. They didn't know.
No, I asked. I made sure it was okay.
And they were cool with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I actually asked my news director like a while ago when Matt first reached out to me about it. And he was like, that's cool. Have fun.
Oh, good.
So. Then my executive producer said that Britt did it with you guys before. So
that's correct.
Yeah, a couple times.
True. Britt's coming several times.
And she used to work at our station.
You work with progressive people. That's good to know.
She's got good bosses over
there. She certainly does.
I do.
I like it.
It's a good thing.
All right, you're going to be there on Saturday.
She's bringing a rack of friends.
She's going to bring Michelle Marsh.
I will.
All right.
You should tweet her. Maybe
somebody's saying,
help.
Make sure she brings her friend Lisa Reed Fitness. You know who Lisa Reed is?
Who's that?
Is she a trainer?
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she comes on Sports Talk sometimes.
Ah, that's what it is.
Bring her too.
All right. Bring them all.
Aaron, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Aaron Hawksworth, sports anchor
for ABC 7 and News Channel 8. She will be at the Junkies Summer Dress Party this Saturday, August 26th. Starting at 4 p.m., we hope you will be there as well. Listen up, dogs. Are you a squeaker and hate the thought of paying those high commissions when moving? Well, Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group has your solution. He's come up with a process to sell your home for just a flat fee of $500 up front and only 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, Ricky, just $500 up front and 0.5% in commission in today's real estate world. There's simply no reason to pay those high commissions anymore. Check him out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.